Let's check in with Block Club Chicago. We call this extremely local news. Good morning, Jen Sabella. Tell us about more pop-ups coming to neighborhoods around Chicago.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so the city has doled out about between $50,000 and $300,000 in grants to various neighborhood groups. These are groups that have struggling commercial districts. They might have a lot of vacant storefronts in the area. So they are going to use this money to negotiate with landlords and get pop-up shops up and running in these vacant spaces. The idea is it'll bring more foot traffic to the area and boost overall economic development in these commercial districts. So they have announced all of the money that was being given out yesterday. You can find it on our website. The Magnificent Mile is among these. So, you know, Michigan Avenue even has some vacant storefronts, and they're going to be getting up to $300,000 to fill those. And then there are some on the northwest side, on the south side, and on the west side. So all over the city, these commercial districts are going to be getting a boost.
Are they talking about what types of businesses they might be?
They said it could be just the stores or just pop-up shops. So that could really be anything. You know, it could be a little restaurant. It could be, you know, clothing stores. So we're not sure yet, but we will be following this in the months to come.
Probably not a marijuana dispensary. Probably not.
Probably not. Too many hoops there.
There's a alcohol-free tasting event coming up. Tell us about this.
Yes, we've been hearing so much about the sober movement in Chicago, a lot of people choosing not to drink. And last year, an NA Day, which featured different brands of non-alcoholic beverages, sold out like immediately. So they doubled the capacity this year. There's going to be 20 vendors and 400 people pouring booze-free cocktails, wines, beers, and spirits. This is just a aim for the people who organize it, just want to have a place to go hang out and be social without alcohol. So it takes place January 13th at the Loft on Lake at 1366 West Lake Street.
Yeah, there are definitely more mocktails on menus these days, and sometimes
you'd think there's alcohol in there.
Boozy. What?
Yeah. Yeah, they have like the fake gin and everything now.
Yeah. In Wicker Park, we have some restaurant news, and I always like it when we talk about places opening, not closing.
Yes, and this is a pivot. So this is a Firewood Barbecue opened in Wicker Park, and it was doing pretty well, and they had a special menu item, and it was a brisket pierogi. The owner of the chef of the restaurant is Polish and was using his family pierogi recipes, and it was just such a hit that they decided to pivot the whole theme of the restaurant, and it is now going to be Pierogi Kitchen. So it's just focusing on Polish food now, after that's what the customers said they wanted. So he's still going to be focusing on smoked sausages and smoked meats, which also incorporates into Polish food pretty well. So, these are all handmade daily, these pierogies at 1856 West North Avenue.
This is the pierogi capital of the world, isn't it?
It is.
The Gym for Women story is intriguing. Tell us more.
Yes, Ladies Who Lift, amazing trainer. I actually used to work out at a gym that she worked at in called Rockwell Barbell. She's been training women on strength training for years. Her name's Ray Racklin. She started a thing called Ladies Who Lift, and it was just like a monthly class for women who come in and learn how to like properly lift weights with good form and not to feel intimidated by, you know, really buff people, especially some men who could be like coming up to them and you know, bothering them while they're trying to work out. So she's opening a gym in Ravenswood, which is just for women and non-binary folks to feel, you know, safe to come in and learn how to lift and not be intimidated by some of the weightlifting culture, which could be a little bit toxic. So Ray is an incredible trainer. She's just changed so many women's lives by showing them how to lift weights. It's so important as you get older to keep focusing on your strength. So it's just a really great thing. People in Ravenswood are very lucky. It will be at 4747 North Ashland, and it should open this spring in March.
I talked about this yesterday. I'm intimidated oftentimes when I go to a weight machine. And this is why I don't go to gyms or health clubs. I go to a weight machine, and a woman has been using the machine, and I have to change the weight setting from like 75 pounds to 10 pounds for me.
So, exactly. Yeah, that's me these days. I need to go back to training with Ray.
We have a couple extra minutes here. We don't often get to say more about Block Club, but tell us briefly, for folks not familiar with Block Club Chicago, other than these reports that we do here, what it's all about and how people can get more information and also get your news online, Jen.
Yes, that's great. Block Club is a neighborhood news site, so we are essentially hyper-local newspapers, but we're all online, and our reporters are embedded in the neighborhoods they cover. So we have, you know, a reporter who just covers Lakeview and Lincoln Park, a reporter who just covers Wicker Park and Bucktown. So every day we are putting out stories from the neighborhoods. We have newsletters that are curated for each neighborhood that we cover, and you could find all of this at Block Club Chicago. org. We have about 20 reporters now all throughout the city. We're hoping to cover the entire city by the end of 2024. We'll see, fingers crossed. But we're kind of trying to bring back that old neighborhood community newspaper feel for folks in the digital age. Mm-hmm. So we have everything from event listings to meeting coverage to just fun human interest stories and features and, you know, lots of business news and restaurants and fun stuff like that.
So I know you're focusing on the city, so is it too much to wonder whether you'll ever expand to suburban areas around here?
You know, we know that the suburbs do need some coverage, so it is on our radar. We want to focus on the city first and being able to cover all the neighborhoods in the city, but we have not ruled out suburban coverage, and we've had such a positive response from Chicagoans who are supporting our work, so we think that would be successful in some of the suburbs as well. We do have some readers and subscribers in the suburbs, and I really appreciate them, especially right on the borders there, like Evanston and Oak Park, where, you know, you're butting up against some city neighborhoods, and that's a lot of the coverage we do.
It's the kind of news coverage we need these days. We need more of that. All right, blockclubchicago.org for more. Thank you, Jen. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.